Welcome to GovIT, a monthly podcast series from DLT, where we discuss the next generation of public sector IT solutions with the technology innovators driving the change. I'm your host, Tom Tamman. Each month, we explore a different technology, what it is, and how it can help public sector organizations achieve their modernization goals and accomplish their missions. This episode, we sit down with Michael Germain, the VP of Public Sector at OneStream Software, to discuss planning, programming, budgeting, and execution in the federal government. Michael, good to have you join us.
Tom, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak today.
And our topic is planning, programming, budgeting, and execution in the federal government. What do you see as the top issues there with respect to government performance and getting that particular job done?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a beer for a lot of people in the federal government, and not even just the federal government. I spent some time in the commercial world, back in the day, but the biggest issues that we see today is the time to gather, right? The federal government spends so much time on gathering data. And then when, they don't have much time to do any sort of analysis on the budget process. And the reason for that is that, there's a lot of Excel, happening in the background, a lot of manual inputs. When we think of, doing formulation through execution, we're not just talking financial data either, right? We're talking, people, projects. So there's a lot of different data that needs to be moved over. And what we see when we walk into most federal agencies, whether it's a cabinet level or even just a single agency, is that there's multiple applications, multiple solutions trying to tie everything together. And to be honest with you, they're not always confident in how accuracy their spend is year to date.
Sure. So they have data and application problems, basically, that are just adding up and compounding one another.
Sure. Excel, we always say, it's a great interface because we're all comfortable with Excel. But the problem with Excel is it's not a good database because it's very error prone, right? It's open for manual error. Someone hits the wrong button and doesn't know about it. There's a bad formula and it can throw all our numbers off.
Well, tell us then how OneStream aids in this process.
Yeah, sure. So, not only are we, modernizing, how the budget team at federal agencies go through the process, but we're really modernizing the entire office of the CFO, right? And when I say that, I mean anywhere from, the financial close all the way from the planning, budgeting, programming to execution. And how we do that is what I was just saying is that, typically there's multiple solutions, multiple applications, and trying to integrate different source data into those solutions, we've eliminated that. We've come to market with a true unified platform where everything lives together, where it takes away all of that integration points, all of that manual Excel work. And it really gives you full transparency, accountability and auditability throughout the entire process, right? So when someone makes a change, we know who did it. One of the best comments I ever gotten was one of our customers. She said, I'm confident I can actually make data-driven decisions. And that's a big, buzz term right now in the government is being able to make data-driven decisions, but with confidence.
And is there a backward-looking feature such that, say, if you wanted to ingest the spreadsheets of yesteryear in mm-hmm. for purposes of analytics or 100%. Historical planning, you can do that into OneStream?
Yeah, I mean, so, we came out to market as a commercial company at first, right? Just focusing commercial. And so a lot of our customers on that side, they're looking at 10 years of data behind, right? Because the more data we can, understand, the better decisions we can make. And so we're starting to see the federal government kind of grasp onto that. And really, we offer predictive analytics, machine learning's coming out, and, just a better way to understand where we're going. And so, yeah, 100%.
And this all comes at a time when agencies are rethinking their infrastructures and their architectural approaches to computing. So would you say it's important to be a cloud solution and have all the certifications and cybersecurity assurances that come with that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, we spent a lot of investment on getting FedRAMP certified. And, we have a high impact level and yes, I think the government needs to get out of the business of maintaining large server rooms, et cetera. The days of upgrades taking months and spending, hundreds of thousands of dollars on it are in the past. And the SaaS offerings really take the government to best in breed every month, every quarter, every year, because they're on the, you know, whatever we're innovating, they get to, you know, take advantage of that technology.
So fair to say that OneStream then is a subscription type of product, and whatever version you're using has got the latest in it at a given time under your subscription.
Absolutely. It's a SaaS offering, yep.
And getting back to the agency point of view here, often we look at financial solutions and financial planning solutions, financial analysis solutions as primarily benefiting the CFO function or the accounting function that goes along with the CFOs. Who else benefits when agencies get this whole planning, budgeting, programming and execution piece under control?
They all benefit, right? The from a budget analyst, that makes their job much easier. I remember, you know, one of my bigger customers, you know, said to me, hey, thank you for giving me my life back, because, you know, they spend, you know, a lot of the times the CFOs are, you know, they're way up, right? They don't see what's going on in the trenches. And those people are working, you know, countless hours through the nights, you know, through the weekends. So, you know, really having automation and efficiencies, it helps everything from the bottom all the way to the top.
All right. And what's your best advice for vendor selection in this whole area?
Take the time and do your due diligence, right? Any vendor can come in and show you a flashy demo. That's where it should start, but not where it should end. You should really do your due diligence from there. Speak with your customers. The one thing about us, when we came to market, our mission statement was that every customer has to be successful and every customer has to be referenceable. And, you know, we have over 890 customers today, and that's a fact. And so take the time to hear what the customers have to say, right? And it's a good thing, right? Because you're going to learn, was there things that they would have done differently? What did they, you know, was there lessons learned? But you're really going to find out exactly, was the vendor a true partner, or they kind of just throw you to the side and say good luck? And doing your due diligence, whether it's in the government or whether you're buying software or you're buying anything, right? The key to finding out what you're going to get is just taking the time and peel back the onion a little bit.
Michael Germain is Vice President of Public Sector Practice at OneStream. Great to have you with us.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you very much for the time.
For more on PPB&E in the federal government, please visit DLT.com. You've been listening to GovIT from DLT. We'll be back soon with more public sector IT content. I'm Tom Temin.